BBC Radio Berkshire. This is Howard
Hughes. Oh, yes, it's that time again. It's that man again, Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective, with more news of technology you absolutely have to use. Another rhyme, Fevzi.
Indeed.
Are you impressed? You sound it. I hope you've had a good week,
Fevzi.
How do
you keep coming up with them? I don't know.
I don't know, really. It's part of my creative streak. That kind of shines just once a week around 20 to 8 or thereabouts, but there we are. Lots to talk about this morning, as ever. Let's start with this, because I think some people, even in this day and age, where we know that nothing is private particularly, but some staggering numbers about the amount of our data that is apparently being harvested by the powers that be, i.e. the government.
Yeah, so this is a British story. So we've had the Snowden revelations about the data that's been gathered, you know, by the American security services. But this is a revelation now that since 2005, successive home secretaries in this country have authorized the collection of vast amounts of data about us. And by data, I mean trawling our medical information, our financial information, the metadata on our telephone and internet communications, which is often metadata is the data about, so it's not the contents of a call, but it's who you call and when, effectively who you consort with in sort of old-fashioned terms. And that is very powerful information. People think metadata, oh, it's not powerful. It's more powerful than the content sometimes, because it allows security services to link people together. Mm. Now, all these documents have come from the horse's mouth, as it were, because there's a human rights organisation called Privacy International, which is preparing for something called an Investigatory Powers Tribunal. That's basically where these sorts of organisations can make complaints against MI5, MI6 and GCHQ. So they've had to serve up some documents, and you can imagine they've served up as little as possible, so I suspect there's a lot more than we know about. But essentially these documents say that these services have been collating on us bulk data. So this is not we suspect an individual, let's have their data. This is let's put a big trawler into the sea and drag a huge net and keep this in a giant database and see what we find.
But if you or I did this, Fevzi, they would call it hacking and we would be in trouble.
Well, it is interesting because it seems that some of what's been going on it comes under the changes that the government's trying to get through in the RIPA legislation, the Regulation of Investigative Powers Act. So it's kind of like they've been doing it for nearly 15 years and now they're trying to make it legal. So it's quite interesting. Also, the documents themselves reveal that this data has been misused. It talks about cases where people have looked up addresses in order to send birthday cards and have checked the details of family members for personal reasons.
Well, I sincerely hope if that is proved to be so, those people are held to account. I think a lot of people would be very shocked. We understand that we have to have security, especially in this day and age, but that the powers that be are going on what the newspapers in the past have been castigated for, fishing expeditions.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we've got to move on from that. Xbox 360 games console, what's this all about? Discontinued by Microsoft.
End of an era. The Xbox 360 is 10 years old this year. And, you know, that's quite a long time in the life. Even games consoles tend to have a much longer life than sort of PCs or the latest Apple Mac or whatever. But still, 10 years is pretty good going. So Apple have said, you know, we've got the Xbox One. That's been out there for some time. The Xbox One will play the old Xbox 360 games. And actually, you know, the realities of manufacturing a 10-year-old box are catching up with us. So they're going to stop manufacturing it. They'll sell off what's in the channel, as it were, what remains yet unsold. And Microsoft, being good eggs, generally speaking, in this regard, are going to carry on supporting the Xbox 360 for the time being as well. So it's not that it won't get software updates and so forth. So if there's security flaws or something like that, they can still be patched.
And of course, 30 years from now, just like the BBC Micro, it'll probably become collectible.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've still got my BBC Micro.
Have you?
It was my first machine, and I've still got it, and it still works.
And do you have to link that to an old-fashioned cassette recorder?
Originally, I did, and then I upgraded it to have a floppy disk interface.
Well, hey.
So,
So. You're so daring. Uh-huh. But no, hang on to it, though, because probably 10 years... You know, I had an Amstrad 8256, the first word processing computer, which I loved it. Back in the day.
I remember it.
They were marvellous. And you know what? Mine was in mint condition. It was in the garage, and I chucked it away. Foolish move. Finally, as they say, Febzy, a new... God, not another remote control. This is a one-for-all smart remote control, but it looks to me, and I'm sure I'm wrong, like every other remote control.
Yeah, but the reason I've chosen, it's got a few tricks up its sleeve. So it's called the All Smart Control, and it's the URC7980 for those that want the model number. It's an infrared remote control. It can control up to 8 devices. So that's like TV, Freeview, cable, Sky, DVD, Blu-ray, games, consoles, soundbars, home audio, all that sort of thing. So up to 8 devices it can control. And with these things, the real bugbear of them is the often the programming. Now, you can program this in the conventional way. You can look up the code for your TV set and plug that in. If it's not covered or some of the functions not covered, you can do what's called learning, where the old remote teaches the new remote what happens when a particular button is pushed and it replicates it. But this one has, and I think this is unique, I haven't seen this anywhere else, it has an app that runs on your smartphone, you know, Android or Apple smartphone, which will allow you via Bluetooth, so that the handset's got Bluetooth for communicating with your phone. It allows you to set it up using a smartphone app, which is kind of clever. So I like that as well. And the other nice thing I like about this is the fact that sometimes when you want to do something which is conceptually easy, like watch a Blu-ray, you actually have to switch on the Blu-ray player, you have to get the TV on and turn it to the right input.
Yeah, I mean, there are at least 3 different things to do.
Yeah, and then if you've got surround sound, then you have to fire up your AV amp and all that. And what you can do with this is you can program it, so a single key press will do all of those things, rather like what's sometimes called a macro function. So you get different ones of these. So you've got a single button, say, for watch TV or watch movie, listen to music, play game, and there's even sort of custom buttons that you can get it to do.
I like, and how much does all that functionality come at?
It's $39.99.
Oh, that's good. So does it find itself when it's lost behind the sofa?
It does.
Does it really?
You didn't know that, did you? It's got a feature, because it's got this Bluetooth connection to your smartphone. Mm-hmm. When you lose it, and it is quite svelte, it's like a bit like a wand design, it will beep at you when you ask it to via your smartphone app. So you would be facetious, but that's exactly what it does.
No, I was really keen to know, because, you know, I've got a telly in my bedroom which has a big remote control. I'm always losing that thing, but that's a whole other story for a whole other time. Febzy Turkout, thank you. If our listening public want to connect with you, how do they do that?
Yeah, well, I'm contactable via Twitter at Gadget Detective if you want to ask a tech question, or if you just want to come and say hello, that would be nice. Alternatively, you can go to the website, which is www.gadgetdetective.com. Free tech advice forum is there.
Got to go, Febzy. There's a beeping under my seat. See you in 7 days. Thank you very much. Bye. Febzy Turkout, the Gadget Detective, here on Saturday morning with me, Howard Hughes, at BBC Radio Berkshire.